This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's not the racist white person who's in the Ku Klux Klan that we have to worry about. It's the white liberal Hillary Clinton supporter walking her dog in Central Park who would tell you right now, people like that, oh, I don't see race. Race is no big deal to me. I see us all as the same. I give to charities. But the minute she sees a black man who she does not respect or who she has a slight thought against, she weaponized race like she had been trained by the Aryan Nation. A Klan member could not have been better trained to pick up the police and pick up her phone and tell the police it's a black man, African-American man, come get it. So even the most liberal, well-intentioned white person has a virus in his or her brain that can be activated at an instant.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. Another amazing hour, or amazing hour of programming if you like to go through mazes and look for corn or whatever. But anyway, we are happy that you are here. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Van Jones, laying it out. Not the racist white person in the KKK, which, by the way, is a Democrat organization. Yeah, that's not the one you got to worry about. That's tangential. That is so small. It's not even measurable. What Van Jones said is it is the racist white person that is the liberal Hillary Clinton supporter walking her dog in Central Park. Now, Van Jones is talking about this in the context of the killing of George Floyd. Yeah, behind Van Jones while he's giving this interview are the city's burning. And Van Jones isn't talking about, oh, man, that right racist cop, blah, blah, blah. He's talking about the root of the racism, the epicenter of it. That liberal Hillary Clinton supporter walking her dog in Central Park who gives to charity. Black charity is the heart of an angel. With little pictures of Africans and little kids, you know, with flies buzzing around them and their little distended bellies and black kids, you know, living in poverty. Yeah, he goes on to say, the one that says she doesn't see color. Now, we've talked about this. The one, she was out there pleading, you must come, there's a black man, I could be raped. I talked about this the other day, but I want to talk about it in the context of George Floyd today, right? John Van Jones said she weaponized race like she was trained by the Aryan Nation. And he's 100% right. 100%. But I want to take it a step further. Because, see, what's happening is it is not mostly black people. The majority of black people get that a guy like George Floyd in a tragic incident never should have occurred. But we are not going to go out and burn cities and certainly burn down our own businesses. Black businesses are being burned down by black people. Do you think they care? Do you think the black folks that would raid a black business give a crap that this is a brother's business? During the time of Michael Brown, you know what black businesses tried to do? They tried to put up a sign that said, this business is black owned. You know what happened to them? They got looted like all the other ones. Nobody cared. If you got a product that somebody thinks that they should have for free, let me put it this way. If you got a business, something that you can sell, it got looted. You didn't give a crap what color you were. Anyway, weaponizing race because it was a black man. What Van Jones recognizes is that it isn't you and me. The conservatives, we are the truly the ones who do not care about color. We don't see color. Van Jones is admitting that the very people that black folks vote for, that they throw their hat in the ring, black leftists, throw their hat in the ring for, are the biggest racists on the planet, worse than the KKK, worse than the Aryan Nation. That was him. That was not Kevin Jackson giving you a quote. Even though I would have said the same thing. And they assuage their guilt by going, well, I give the black causes, and I'm the one fighting for diversity and equity and inclusion in schools and blah, blah, blah. And they want to make themselves feel good. But let me tell you, they harbor the most racist thoughts that you can imagine. They are the most racist. That's why they spend their time trying to apologize. You and I are sitting around, hey, man, I'm really sorry what happened. You know, I'm not feeling bad about it. You're not feeling sorry for me. You know why? Because you got nothing to do with any of it. Why would you care? I'm Kevin. Go do your thing, bro. Go do your thing, black man. But, oh, boy, this girl, let me play this clip. We had to beep. It took 45 minutes to get all the beefs out of this thing, but she's mad because guess what? White folks are the one inciting violence. Check this out. Everybody, car drives up full of white Antifa people, and you know what they're doing? They see a black guy and they go, hey, here's a brick. Here's a brick. The enablers. See, that's who Van Jones is talking about. He's talking about these people that go, we aren't going to do the dirty work. Here, you go do the dirty work. I joke about it all the time. We play a clip of a comedian, and he says, you know, white folks get black people charged up. In fact, I was talking to Chris Harris, who runs Unhyphenated America for me. He's going to be on Fox and Friends. I think he was on this morning. And as we were prepping for the show, I told Chris, I said, zero to angry in 3 seconds. That's essentially what black people are now able to do, that we get zero to angry in 3 seconds. Don't understand any other emotions except anger. I understand it because I grew up that way. I didn't know the emotional chart. You guys have heard me talk about this before. It's during times like this when you gotta have these kind of crazy discussions. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What do you think? I want to play that again, that clip. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, who I'm listening to now because my producers are talking in my ear. So we've got these white enablers of black violence, and they're all over the country, and they're doing this for political gain. They're doing it because they want to, quote, take advantage of this crisis, a crisis that, quite frankly, we can take advantage of. Why? Because we have the truth on our side. The truth on our side is black cops are not hunting black people. Black people are hunting black people. That's the truth. Cops occasionally kill a black person, most of the time, rightfully so. Black people are not more prone to be criminal. We are put into circumstances that make us more criminal. And unfortunately, that means we have many, many more encounters with police. And we are killed less per capita than any other group based on the number of encounters. I've told people this before. Indians, American Indians, are killed more than any group, racial group, per capita. Yet, we talk about black issues all the time. And for the record, we could easily stop the killings, the inadvertent or any other type of killing of white cops or any other cop to black people by just saying, hook me up. It's the Kevin Jackson Show you're listening to, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Common sense stuff. I've told my kids, you don't fight the police. They say, blah, 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 we got to take you in. No problem, sir. You tow my car, do whatever you need to do. When you get to make your one phone call, you call mom and dad, and guess what? It's resolved. You've been raised right. It's unless you've done something, and even if you've done something wrong, you still say, no problem, officer, here you go. That is one way to assure yourself in 99.99999999% of the time that you will survive a encounter with police. If police wanted to hunt us, they got plenty of reason. We got bogus tags. We got fake license plates. We got cars that are hoopties that are being held together by Band-Aids and paper clips. And, I mean, they got plenty of reason to pull us over. Plenty of reason to shoot, to kill. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And yet, we black people do pretty well with our encounters with police. Oh, we get a ticket, we get the car towed, we got to go to the pound, we got to, you know, go find some money and all kinds of stuff. But for the most part, we do pretty well. We've managed to survive despite this, you know, being hunted, as LeBron James would say, being hunted by the cops. Let's play that clip again. That is an angry black woman, and she has every right to be. You got white kids cruising along with bricks in their car. By the way, these bricks are being set up strategically. They were set up at the Dallas courthouse. They've been set up. People don't know where they came from. It was an organized effort to set up bricks. Then you got these white kids driving along looking for black. Hey, psst, that guy, come here. Got something for you. Here's a brick. Go throw this brick. Go catch a case. Yeah, throw this brick. Go do some damage. Why? A black man got killed. You must be mad, right? Here you go. See, that's the devil on your shoulder going, you need to do this. You need. And, oh, by the way, how patronizing, right? Going up to black men. Hey, man, you want a brick? Here's a brick. Go get some justice for George Floyd. It's got nothing to do with you, but go get some justice. White enablers. White leftist Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Barack Obama voting enablers, enabling black people to get in trouble. You know, hey, silly Negro, let me give you something to do. Something they can get. And the girl's like, do you know this could get them killed? The years she said, this could get them killed. They don't care. If one of those black dudes that they gave a brick to got killed, they wouldn't spend 2 seconds looking in the rearview mirror. They wouldn't spend a split second looking in the rearview mirror. Black man got killed throwing a brick. Oh, dude. See, that's why we were giving out bricks, because it's the man. It's the police out there doing something to the man. That's what they do. Yep. I talked about this earlier. Dan O'Donnell says, City of Madison says it will not be arresting any rioters who loot and burn buildings, but they strictly enforce, the very next day, they strictly enforce the ban on Catholic churches having more than 50 worshipers at a mass. Yep, pretty crazy. And as far as the inciting violence and all this stuff that's happening, this thing that you think is a spontaneous stuff, all choreographed. I mentioned the bricks. Breitbart reported in Dallas, people were in a position to observe riots that took place in the city. Noted that there were multiple piles of bricks in areas of the city where there was no construction. One of the areas was near the Dallas County Courthouse. And a woman on Twitter who says she's a 911 dispatcher said, I'm a 911 dispatcher in Dallas. This protest was peaceful until it got dark outside and people started throwing bricks and rocks at officers. Then DPD deployed tear gas. Protesters initiated the violence this time. Protesters initiate the violence every time. Aren't you shocked, honestly, that there's not more deaths? Because I'm going to tell you right now, if I was a cop and you were throwing stuff at me, I would get the rubber bullets at the very least and start popping these suckers. Pop, 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 pop. Pop, pop, pop. I mean, I would be popping the, I would have these suckers running. There is no question about it. Don't make me a cop. Because I'm not putting myself in any more danger than the job in and of itself. You come up to me, you, like the lady that's swinging, hits a cop twice. Another cop, a black cop, knocks her on her butt. Do you know what? They fired that dude. They fired that cop. I wish we could get his job back. I don't even know how to go about it. President Trump has jumped in the middle of this, and he is now in the process of declaring Antifa a domestic terrorist organization. And I know many of us, when we heard this, said, what took so long? You got people like, what's his face? Keith Ellison out of Minnesota, who held up their T-shirt. His son, after the announcement by Trump, actively joined Antifa, said he supports the group, and I could go on. It's crazy out there, folks. We've got to take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
United States Park Police officials are defending themselves from charges that they fired tear gas at protesters outside of the White House and deny that they dispersed a demonstration just so that President Trump could walk from the White House across to the historic St. John's Church. Speaking on a local radio station in Washington, D.C., the park police are saying that the protests were far from peaceful and demonstrators were hurling bottles and rocks at members of law enforcement, to which Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, says these folks need to be held accountable.
What you don't have a right to do is engage in violent rioting. What you don't have a right to do is loot. What you don't have a right to do is light police cars on fire and attack your fellow citizens.
Cruz speaking there on Fox News, and protests are taking place in New York City. So far, things are remaining peaceful. You're listening to USA Radio News. People coming into Texas to engage in looting and violence during the protests about the death of Minneapolis resident George Floyd will be prosecuted under federal law, and state authorities will help federal agents to hold them accountable for their actions. That's at least according to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
You know what? I'm actually very appreciative that the governor spoke out, because we want to send the message, if you're coming to our state to do what's happening in these other states, You're going to be prosecuted under federal law, and we're going to help these federal agents make sure that you're held accountable for these types of actions.
The Texas Attorney General speaking there on Fox News. President Trump and his senior advisors are expected to meet as early as later this week to begin reviewing options for the next coronavirus relief package. House Democrats have put forth their plan in a $3 trillion package, which includes state and local aid. Republicans are saying it's just a liberal wish list. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Blueprint to win re-election. That's what I read an article. The guy goes, we've got to get a blueprint to win re-election. I'm thinking, really? I think the blueprint's there. The president doesn't need a blueprint to win re-election. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. President Trump set the standard in winning elections. I want you to understand, there will never be an election that gets won with the level of crookedness that Donald Trump won. Nothing in history is close. Kennedy's bringing in these ballots to help JFK beat Nixon, whatever it was, none of them. Put them all together, and they don't amount to what the Democrats tried to do to Donald Trump, and he still won. Blueprint. He set the standard. He crushed Hillary Clinton, and he's going to do the same to creepy Joey Fingers in November. Trump doesn't need counseling. He doesn't need hand-holding. He doesn't need adjudication. He doesn't need whatever. Advisors. This is a dude that understands it cold. Don't misunderstand me. He's got some good people on his team, but you got to have good stuff to work with, right? Brad Perscale, great guy, Dan Scavino, many others. Great people. People who get it. People who are bringing a completely different kind of fight to the left. Donald Trump is such a rock star, politically speaking, we now use words like Trumpian and so on to describe our greatest achievements. If your kid wins a soccer game, Kevin, he played Trumpian. Yeah, Democrats will loathe the terms that we come up with based on Trump's name. Like, Trump-tastic. It was Trump-erific. Trump-notic. You got any? We all got some? I'd be curious. We already used the Trump card, right? Let me tell you this. The Trump card will never go out of style like the race card. And the Trump card was well before Donald Trump. But there are those who call themselves conservatives, folks, who do need a blueprint. And these conservatives think they represent us, and they don't. They do not represent us. They are pikers. We need real people representing us. So I get this email regarding Trump's blueprint for success, and here's what it reads. George Patton said, if everyone in the room is thinking the same thing, that means somebody isn't thinking. Well, the only thinking men in the room have gotten it right in the Southwest, and the coastal elite are furious. Now, he's talking about the governors of Georgia and Florida. He says, nothing makes the left angrier than when reality shows everyone just how wrong they are. And it always does. They've got a particularly bad whiplash in Georgia and Florida, where the planned reopenings of those states were decried as tantamount to mass murder by the hysteric media cartels. Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia was lambasted by the mainstream media as the stupidest man in America, which should have been the first indication to everyone that the exact opposite was true. They said the same about Trump. And of course, let's not forget the praises thrown at the feet of Barack Obama at his anointment and enthronement. They should thank their lucky stars Biden came along. His incoherency has made everyone forget how much of a stuttering idiot Obama was whenever his precious teleprompter malfunctioned. By the way, Biden had a teleprompter malfunction the other day, and he started doing, get it set up again. And he's actually telling people, and he's in an interview with the governor of somewhere that supports him, Pennsylvania or something, that's going to endorse him. And he can't even just can't say stuff off the cuff. If Donald Trump's teleprompter were to go out, he would just start talking. It would be natural. Anyway, he goes on. Whoever the media cartel attacks is generally good for American people. Whoever they praise is the enemy of the people. Trump has made this incredibly clear. So it was quite a shock when he appeared to criticize Governor Kemp's decision to reopen Georgia. After all, Kemp and Trump both knew from the beginning what a nothing burger this virus was going to be for the vast majority of Americans. Trump's advice, always measured, got caught in the funhouse mirror of the media cartels and their pet governors around the country. A giant political brush fire started, jumping from politician to politician until everyone's hair was on fire. So this writer of this is saying, Donald Trump could learn from what he did. I'm going to explain how he's wrong, but Trump had a strategy in letting the governors do what they wanted to do. But anyway, he's right that President Trump said, hey, you know, you guys might want to take some pause. Great thing for a president to do, particularly in light of the media assault that was happening around the Chinese Wuhan virus. Trump always believed that the hoopla around this thing was a hoax. Not the virus, the hoopla. But he let it go on. He let it play out. We'll find out who was smarter for doing it, because it cratered his own economy. It cratered it. Now it's coming back, and Trump is now saying, no, version 2.0. We can do it again. I'll show you. Is that going to play? Who knows? Anyway, I agree with a lot of his message, but this message is not for Trump, folks. In fact, Trump actually established the blueprint that was followed in Georgia and Florida. Not so much about when to open and opening the states, but in having the guts to act and allowing the governors to set the course and to set the timeline. Donald Trump said, the Fed's not going to get involved in a state issue. Ergo, your 10th Amendment rights are intact. I'm going to give you some guidance based on these clowns, Fauci and Burks and whoever else. They'll give you guidance. I'm going to go ahead and take this cure. I suggest you do it, but go at your own rate. I'm no dictator. Now, consider if Trump had demanded resolution either way. Leftist governors would have fought him and cried dictator if he had said, you're going to do this, and this is the way it's going to happen. And when he alluded to it, who are you? You can't tell us what to do. They immediately went that way. Republican governors would have acted as they chose, like Georgia and Florida, if the president said, it's okay, do what you want to do. And that's what they did. That's why the states are doing what they want to do. And you know what Trump knows? I'm gonna hip you into something, okay? Donald Trump knows the states that don't reopen are going to suffer. Their people will be pissed. The states that do open will thrive, and their people will be happy. And the people that are going to be happy will be happy with Donald Trump and their governors. The people who will be mad at the Democrats and those governors. He's drawn the clear lines of distinction. We call it points of demarcation. So the outcomes fall on the governors. And in the case of Georgia and Florida, things turned out great. And the things of these leftist governors, they're not going so well. Why do you think Whitmer's doing in Michigan when people are threatening to sue her? Gavin Newsom has got lawsuit after lawsuit. Chicago, Illinois, Pritzker, he's got lawsuit after lawsuits brewing. He goes on, the smoke has stopped billowing now, but the carnage is going to leave a long-standing effect in the states with the most hysterical government reactions. Meanwhile, Georgia under Kemp, Florida under DeSantis look like they're coming out of the Chinese coronavirus craziness the least hurt. Outside of major cities which continue to show reluctance to reengage, normal Americans are rolling up their sleeves and going back to work. It's a lesson for everyone, folks. Trump has been teaching thick-skinned Republicans for years. Good instincts beat the experts every time, and be especially suspicious when everyone seems like an expert. Now Fauci and his cadre of freelance geniuses for hire are showing us all that they don't have the education to admit when they're wrong. What were they looking at? What we're looking at, he says, is a rare victory for sanity in Georgia and Florida, which means, of course, a victory for Trump and, here's the word, Trumpian Republicans who are willing to think for themselves. It should give us hope. It's more than hope. If you follow what Donald Trump says, you go with your gut, you say what it is that you mean, and go do it, you'll be fine. Donald Trump has changed politics forever. He's made politics something that people actually are going to go, say, make a promise and commit and keep the promise. That is a complete departure from the politics of the past. Promise everything, deliver nothing. Has he done everything he's supposed to do? No. Well, he hasn't. I'm okay with that. If Donald Trump were left unencumbered, we would have done a lot of other stuff as well. But he's not unencumbered. They're going after him, and it will continue when he's reelected. But let me tell you, he set the blueprint. No question about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh unequivocally stated that the Republicans are going to win in November despite what the polls might be saying. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't listen to Rush, as I told you guys. No offense to him. I'm usually broadcasting at the same time as Rush. And I'm happy to tell you, he's one of the reasons that I do what I do, even though I can't say, because I never was going to do radio. A friend of mine told me, Kevin, if you're writing a blog, you need to do radio because your opinions are pretty amazing. He was reading my work and going, I don't see these insights from anybody. I don't get them from anybody. And at that point, I still listened to Rush. He helped me formulate more of my conservative attitudes, though I can't credit him like I do Reagan, for example. Reagan is the one that made me recognize I'm not them. Now, Rush reinforced that, but I didn't really need it. I was, you know, I'm not the guy that listens to Tony Robbins to feel up motivated because I'm already motivated. Anyway, Limbaugh, yeah, so I get stuff from him, from other people, and he says, we're going to beat him. He says this, Dee from Des Moines, Iowa, called into the show on May the 21st and expressed concern about the close Senate race in Iowa. She asked the radio legend for his take on the matchup between the incumbent Republican, Senator Joni Ernst, and the likely Democratic challenger, Teresa Greenfield. The race has tightened, as The Hill reported. One recent poll showed Ernst leads by just a single point. Limbaugh said he's not worried. In fact, he purposefully ignores stories about how Senate Republican, Senate Republicans, sorry about this, or President Trump are going to lose in November because he doesn't think they're accurate. I'll give you a good example. We have a poll right now. Here's a polling update. Is Biden's support soft is the question. Now, this was written by Byron York. He says a new poll from ABC and the Washington Post show former Vice President Joe Biden with a 10-point lead over President Trump, 53-43% among registered voters nationwide. That's a large margin, significantly bigger than the 5.9-point lead that Biden has in the Real Clear Politics average of national polls. On the other hand, the survey has some interesting numbers about the relative strength of voter support. When respondents said they supported Trump, the pollsters followed up with, would you definitely vote for Trump, probably vote for Trump, or just possibly vote for him? And impressive, 87% said they would definitely, versus 8 that said probably, and 5 that said possibly. So pretty rock solid. But here's Biden. Asked the same, 74% said definitely, 15% said probably, 11% said possibly. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe Biden's numbers. I don't believe 74% of people said, yep, voting for him, and I don't believe the others. But I'm just giving you that little polling update because I want to go back to what Limbaugh was saying. He says this, if the news is negative about Republicans losing the Senate, I immediately ignore it and go, because it ain't happening. If there's a story about Biden beating Trump by 11, I go, because it's BS. It isn't happening. I've told you this. I've told you what they have to do is they have to make it look, it's a demoralizing exercise for them to say, but funny in two ways. It's demoralizing for them because they have to try to demoralize us by saying, you cannot possibly think you're going to catch Biden. He's so far ahead. He's 11 points, 12 points, 50 points ahead of Trump. How could you possibly want to come out and vote? And you know what you say? I don't care, come hell or high water, I will be at the poll pulling the lever for Donald Trump. That's why that poll has to give you the two phases. One, Biden's ahead. Two, but people are very dogmatic that they're going to vote for Donald Trump. Not so much for Biden, but definitely for Trump. That's the balance in it. The ability for the pollster to go, well, we just can't, you really can't measure that enthusiasm. Oh, yeah, you can. Ask Hillary. If you can measure enthusiasm. So they try to demoralize us to make us believe there is no way Donald Trump could possibly catch Biden. But the real interesting thing is it's demoralizing to them because it's stupid. It is so stupid. How bad must it be on your side that you want to tell people that I'm going to tell you 95% of the cases are going to go to the polls and pull that lever for Trump. And I'm talking about, you've heard me say it, folks, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I've said this many times. Trump is going to get more votes in this election than any presidential candidate in history, including Barack Obama. He's going to eclipse the 68 million mark, which is what Barack Obama set in 2008. 2012, he didn't get nearly as many. Trump got 63 million people in 2016, and he's going to get at least 7 more million and crest the 70 million mark. A mark that may not be beaten until America has 380 million or 400 million people or more. And those numbers are backed up in every primary. Trump is, you know, we aren't even talking about the numbers where, oh, the primary did, you know, this, that, and the other. Super Tuesday, we stopped doing it. But go look at those numbers where Trump didn't campaign, didn't do anything, and he blew every candidate out of the water. And now he's about to go back to campaigning. He's about to go back to the rallies. Anyway, here's what Limbaugh goes on to say. He says, Trump is not losing the election. We're not losing the Senate, and we may win the House. Huh? What? What did he say? I swear I've said the same thing. It's as if he's bugging my radio show or got somebody auditing it because I've said it. I don't listen to Limbaugh, but I'm telling y'all know I said it. Y'all know I said it. Don't play. You know I said it. I'm not worried either. He says, all of this is drive-by media BS. Whatever Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are threatening or promising is BS. There's not a shred of truth in the drive-by media. Not a shred of proof in all the polls. The polls can't possibly be accurate. Ignore them. Holy cow. See, this is, I tell people all the time, I admire Rush Limbaugh. And when I do hear him, I tell you guys all the time, you know I've said that. You know I said that. I've already said, but here's what's funny about it. You know it too. He and I aren't the only smart people in the country. You know it. You know it intuitively. You know this. You know everything we're talking about. You're like, not a surprise. It won't be nearly as big of a surprise in 2020 when Trump wins. And sadly, I just want to recapture that look of the Democrats when Trump beat him in 2016. You remember that iconic picture of Obama staffers, arms folded, and those looks across that disgusted look because the smirk had been slapped off their little slimy faces? I loved it. He goes on to say this. The things that are going to determine the outcome of the election in November haven't even happened yet. So they go on to talk about in 2016, every major poll had a Hillary Clinton winning by a wide margin over Trump. The day before the election, Reuters published the results of its final pre-election poll, which gave Clinton a 90% chance of winning the presidency. Wasn't even close. Look, I don't need to rehash and go back to Hillary Clinton to convince you of what I already know. I don't have to. I can tell you that you look at the economy and the big hit that it took, and Donald Trump's poll numbers stayed firm. In fact, they were at 49%. The people that said that. And when you look at 49%, you go, well, Kevin, that's not a plurality. You're exactly right. But you got to fudge that because these polls are so weighted to the Democrats. They say 49%, it's probably 56, 57% for Trump. You got to weigh it. And what I've learned to do is go, what would I be thinking? What is the average person thinking? And I'll give you an example. When the economy crashed, the average person was thinking, wow, I was feasting, and now this Chinese Wuhan hoax has me not feasting. I'm not mad at Trump. I'm mad at the hoaxer. That's what people are thinking. And they see every game that's being played because Trump's not letting them not see it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.